God always starts with what I have. God always starts with what I have. It may not be much, but I give it to God. I say, God, I don't have much time, but here's my time. God, my finances aren't much, but here's what I've got. God, my talent isn't much, but here's my talent. God, my sex life isn't much, but there's a little nervous laughter on that one.
Daring faith requires taking risks and stepping up to face the giants. It might be easier to stay in your comfort zone, but when you bravely step out where God has called you, life becomes exciting. History is made, and lives are changed forever. Thanks for joining us here on Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this brand new series, Daring Faith, The Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, just before today's message, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with how to get ready for a miracle.
And we're going to look at the most famous miracle of Jesus Christ. It's the Jesus feeding the 5,000, how he took one little boy's lunch and was able to feed the 5,000. And really, this story is all about how God turns a little into a lot. You need to know these principles, because many times for the rest of your life, you're going to need God to turn a little into a lot in your life. You got a little energy, you need a lot of energy. You got a little bit of talent, you need God to turn it into a lot of talent. You got a little opportunity, you need God to turn it into a big opportunity. You got a little connections, relationships, you need God to turn it into some big relationships, some big connections. You got a little bit of money, you need God to turn it into a lot of money. Many times in your life, God is going to need to turn a little into a lot. I got a little bit of help, but I really need great help. How does God turn a little into a lot? That's what this story and that's what this miracle is all about. Now, Jesus never did miracles just to show off. Like, hey, look at this miracle. I learned this one at the Magic Castle. It's really cool. You can impress your friends with it. And so use it at your next cocktail party. Do this little miracle. Jesus never did a miracle to show off. Every miracle is to teach a spiritual truth. And the spiritual truth of Jesus of the feeding of the 5,000 is to show us how to prepare for a miracle where God turns a little into a lot in your life. Very important as we start Daring Faith. Now, this miracle is so important. It's the only miracle of Jesus told four times in the New Testament. It's in the book of Matthew, it's in the book of Mark, it's in the book of Luke, and it's in the book of John. All four authors were so impressed with this miracle. And you couldn't deny it. I mean, there were 5,000 people who saw it. That it makes all four. Now, anytime God tells you something four times, he's saying, you really should pay attention to this one. You should really pay attention to this one. Now, here's the story. Jesus goes out into the Judean desert. And he's out there and he's teaching. And about 5,000 people follow him out into the Judean desert. And he's teaching all day, and at the end of the day, 5,000 people are hungry, and they're 25 miles from the nearest McDonald's. Or actually, in Israel, it'd be McDavid's. And there's no fast food nearby, and everybody's hungry. And the disciples come to Jesus and go, hey, Lord, it's late in the day, and everybody's hungry. And Jesus says, you feed them. I love this line. We'll get to it in a minute. You feed them. They go, Lord, that's impossible. It's physically, practically, humanly impossible for us 12 to feed these guys. What is going on here?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, either on CD or MP3 download. Your choice. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. Or you can call 800-600-5004 for more info. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, let me be real blunt. If you don't have an unsolvable problem, you don't need a miracle. That's kind of obvious, right? If it's not unsolvable, you don't need a miracle. If you have a solvable problem, solve it. Just solve it. I mean, people come to me, Rick, I've really gotten overweight. I need a miracle. Stop eating. It's not like a miracle. You don't need a miracle. You need a diet. Right? And a lot of times we want miracles when God says, no, you're just overspending. The reason you're in so much debt is you're overspending. You need a plan. You don't need a miracle. You need a spending plan. But the first step is to admit I have an unsolvable problem. Now in Mark chapter 6, here's the story. When Jesus saw the large crowd, He had compassion on them. So He began to teach them. By this time, it was late in the day. So His disciples came and said, "This is a remote place. Send the people away so they can go and buy something to eat." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." And they said, Lord, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. And notice they go all economics on Jesus here. Now, in that verse, in that passage I just read, we have the three typical responses when we have an unsolvable problem in our life. You do this, everybody does this. I do it. We procrastinate, we pass the buck, and we worry. All three of those things are in that passage right there. First, we procrastinate. When we have a problem we can't solve, we just keep putting it off. We know we need to solve it, but we don't know how to solve it, so we just keep putting it off. We delay, we pretend it doesn't exist, we look the other way. The phrase in this passage says, by this time it was late in the day. They were procrastinating. They had all day to figure out food service for 5,000 people. Let's call up Domino's or something. They had all day to figure it out, but they had done nothing. Now, procrastination only makes a problem worse in your life. If you got cancer, you deal with it now. Not tomorrow, not next week. You deal with it now. Procrastination has never solved any problem. It only makes it worse. I wonder what problem you have been procrastinating over. I wonder what problem you know is there and you're pretending isn't a problem. What problem are you pretending isn't in your marriage? What problem are you pretending isn't in your body? What problem are you pretending isn't in your finances? We procrastinate. And then we pass the buck. And what we do is we blame other people. We say, well, it's not really my problem. It's her problem. It's their fault. And we blame others. And you've heard me say many times, you spell blame, be lame. Every time you blame, you are being lame. And so the disciples say, send the people away. What are they doing? They're passing off responsibility. They say, hey, we didn't invite these guys out here. We didn't ask them to come eat. We didn't ask them, we didn't promise them food. We didn't even invite them to come hear Jesus teach. I said, just send them away. Out of sight, out of mind. We didn't ask them to come. Let them find their own food. We pass the buck on our problem. And the third thing we do is we worry. And we fret and we stew and we get anxious and we get stressed out. And we say, Lord, it would take 8 months' wages to pay for these guys. And the disciples' anxiety goes into overdrive. And, you know, I can just imagine Peter doing this cost analysis. Imagine the expense. 5,000 people. You know, how are we ever going to import the food? How are we going to keep it hot? How are we going to distribute it? How are we going to do the cleanup? Who's going to get the health permits? What about liability insurance? And their minds are just going in overdrive, and we worry, worry, worry. And notice, I love what Jesus says. He looks at these 12 guys, and he says, you feed them. You feed them. And they go, moi? Me? Peter's going, are you kidding, Lord? He said, we can't do that. Now, here's the point. They're procrastinating. They're passing the buck, and they're worrying. What's the problem with this picture? They're standing next to Jesus. The guy who could easily turn stones to bread if he wanted to, who could easily feed everybody instantly if he wanted to. They're standing in the presence of the Son of God, and they're going, what's going on here? And Jesus says, you feed him. And they say, Lord, that's practically, financially, and humanly impossible. Question, has God ever asked you to do something impossible? He loves to do that. God loves to ask you to do something possible, impossible. And you go, Lord, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. I don't have the education. You got the wrong guy, Lord. Moses, I want you to do this. Not me. Yeah, you know, Jeremiah, why me? You gotta say like Isaiah, use me, here am I, send me. And God says, I want you to do the impossible. Why does he ask that? Why does God ask you to do the impossible? He wants to stretch your faith every time. When God asks you to do something you think is physically and financially impossible, he wants to stretch your faith. And this is the first principle of a miracle. I have to admit that the problem I'm facing right now is unsolvable, okay? Principle number two. Here's the second step to a miracle. Give God what little I already have. I give God what little I already have. And now Jesus says to the disciples, I want you to do a little reconnaissance. Go out and see if anybody's got any lunches. He says, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Go and see. He sends them out on a little reconnaissance to 5,000 people. And when they found out, they said, 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. One little boy has a sack lunch. Now, wait a minute. Out of 5,000 people, only one guy brought a lunch. I'm thinking a lot of rich people are hiding the picnic basket under their robe because they don't want to share it with anybody else. In 5,000 people, it is highly doubtful to me that only one boy brought a lunch. His mom has packed him, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 little barley rolls and a couple of, you know, dried fish, okay? He's the only one. But he becomes the hero of the story because he's willing to offer up what he's got. And he gives God what little he had. Now, why did Jesus do this? Why did Jesus say, find out how many lunches are out there. Find out how many loaves of bread are among this crowd. He didn't need anything to do a miracle. He just go, bread for everybody, manna falls. A million different ways you get it done. Why did he do this? The second principle of the miracle is this. God always starts with what I have. God always starts with what I have. It may not be much, but I give it to God. I say, God, I don't have much time, but here's my time. God, My finances aren't much, but here's what I've got. God, my talent isn't much, but here's my talent. God, my sex life isn't much, but there's a little nervous laughter on that one. Okay. But I give you everything in my life. I give you my reputation. I give you my heart, my soul, my past, my present, my future. It isn't much, but I'm going to give you my 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, it's interesting that God always starts with what I have. John chapter 6, verse 6 tells us a little detail of this story. It said, Jesus asked this, how many loaves do we have out there? Only to test them. For he already had in mind what he's going to do. He wasn't sweating it. When God asks you to do the impossible, he's not sweating it. He already has in mind what he knows to do. He'd seen the need long before they did, and he had a plan. Now, I want you to write this down. This is important truth. God always has the answer before I even know the problem. In your life, God always knows the answer before you even know what the problem is. He saw the problem long. It's not late in the day for Jesus. He saw it long before. He knew it was coming. He already has a plan for it. God already knows the solution to your problem before you even recognize it's a problem. So why are you worrying? That's one of the principles of a miracle. I admit I have an unsolvable problem, and then I give God what little I have. Number three, the third thing I do is I put it all in the hands of Jesus. I put it all in the hands of Jesus. And in John's account of this miracle, it tells us this little detail, that the disciple Andrew finds this one little boy who'd brought a sack lunch. And his mom had packed him, it wasn't much, had packed him, 5 little barley loaves or muffins and maybe a couple of sardines or something, I don't know. But he's got fish and little loaves of bread. It's not much. Now, I imagine that a lot of other people probably bought bigger lunches. But this boy becomes a hero because he gives God whatever he's got. It isn't much, but he says, I'm giving it to you. And the Bible says in verse 41, Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he blessed the food, and he broke the loaves, and as he kept breaking them, he kept giving them to the disciples to set before the people. And here's the third principle. God will use whatever I give him. God will use whatever I give him. It may not be much, but if I give him what little time, energy, effort, whatever I've got, I give it to God, he will use it. Now, I don't have time to get into this, but we could do a detailed study, looking at the other verses, of how this little boy gave. He gave willingly, cheerfully, and immediately, which are the keys to a miracle. He gives willingly. Matthew tells us that he volunteered. Let me ask you this. Would you share your lunch? You're in 5,000 people, crowd of 5,000. Everybody's hungry, and you're the only one who's going to say, hey, I got something to eat. Would you do that? Took a great faith. He did it willingly, did it cheerfully, didn't grumble, he didn't complain, didn't worry, and he did it immediately. And as soon as he saw there was a need, he said, Jesus, take my lunch. And he gives his lunch, no hesitation. Now, because of that, we come to the fourth key to a miracle. Write this down. Expect God to multiply it. I give God whatever I have, I put it in the hands of Jesus, and then I expect God to multiply it. Now notice what happens. In Mark chapter 6, verse 42 and 44, it says, everybody ate, that's all 5,000. They all had enough. And it said, afterwards, they collected 12 basketfuls of leftovers. I love this. They're going home with doggy bags. Jesus doesn't even just satisfy everybody. He makes a spiritual lesson. Obviously, the 12 is a symbol of the 12 tribes and his fulfillment. But he said, the 12 basketful, and they're going home. Now, I love this. Imagine this kid goes home, and he walks home, walks in with 12 baskets full of loaves and fishes. And his mom says, Jacob, where'd you get all that food? He goes, Mom, I gave my lunch to Jesus and he multiplied it. Go to your room. And you stay there until your father gets home. And you stay there till you're ready to tell me the truth. Really, Mom, I gave Jesus my lunch and he He multiplied it. You just stay there. Wait till your father gets home. I mean, would you believe that story? I mean, it's mind-boggling. That's why they call it a miracle. Now, here's the fourth principle. You might write it down. Whatever I give, I always get back more. Whatever I give out, I always get back more. This little boy's lunch not only blessed 5,000 other people, but he ends up being richer himself. And he ends up with more than he started with. Now, here's the point, the big lesson. God likes to do miracles through people, not independently. He likes to work through the ordinariness of people. And what we wait for God to do for us, God is waiting to do through us.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. I call these the transformation messages, and these messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And by the way, let me know that you're praying for this ministry. Write me. I love to get stories from you. It's such a blessing to know that you're supporting this ministry in prayer. You can email me, rick@rickwarren.org. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to rickwarren.org or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's rickwarren.org or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.